Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Online Workshops. Lullabot's affordable new series of web-based workshops brings our interactive training right to your computer screen. Live events featuring streaming video and screen sharing put our instructor right in front of you to answer your questions and show you how to use Drupal. Each attendee also receives their own Drupal site where they can implement and experiment with the exercises of each lesson. For more information about these and all of Lullabot's upcoming training events, visit lullabot.com/training.
My name is Ben Mellinson. I am co-founder of Agaric Design Collective. We're a Drupal shop. We do all kinds of different sites. Every project's been different. It's a heck of a lot of fun. We got involved with RDF mostly through the Science Collaboration Framework. It's an initiative of the late Initiative for Innovative Computing out of Harvard. That institute is gone, but the Science Collaboration Framework continues, still as a collaboration of Harvard and Mass General Hospital. And through that, they were interested in the RDF, and they're actually now hiring Stéphane Colesquet to be their main developer on that project. I sort of shepherded that project for about a year, and the interest there is sharing scientific data between communities. And we're really not there yet as a framework, but it is in use by many places to build scientific communities. Most recently, Agaric was heavily involved with launching pdonlineresearch.org, which is an initiative of the Michael J. Fox Foundation to have discussion and sort of locate the best ideas. And basically, it's not widely publicized on the site, but to find who they want to give grant money to and sort of, you know, have a public discussion. So Science Collaboration Framework right now is for discussion between scientists. And the goal is to be able to have these discussions sort of exportable in RDF, in that the relationships between, you know, this is an assertion, this is a counterclaim, and all that on both sort of a more, you know, conversational level and a more scientific level can be shared between communities, and that you can have, you know, really rich discussions between sites. So that's where this interest in RDF is. And so I think that's how I suddenly went from saying, man, the semantic web, that's great. I hope someone does that. This is going to be great to have meaning for stuff. I mean, I really want it so that when I go to a website and there's a date and a time, that I don't have to copy and paste that into fields. I can just click a button somewhere and that stuff is going to go into the right application. It's a great idea. Someone should do it. And now in a very small way, one of the people who I think is making that happen. Because by putting RDF into Drupal, and by putting semantic data into Drupal, we're going to have thousands of deployments a week where the basic data, you know, not quite address an event data, you know, by default yet, but at least the authorship of pages and the relationship between users and content is going to be embedded semantically in the page as RDFA, which is a HTML sort of readable version of RDF, as you don't have to do a separate reader or go to a separate page. It can be scraped by, you know, seen only by machines, but scraped right from the HTML. And that's just going to make there so much more reason for people to actually build the applications that use RDF. And that's what's going to make the semantic web happen. Where we are at now is sort of like, you know, when people were making websites, but there wasn't blogging software, there wasn't content management systems. You know, as long as you didn't have that, you had websites, but you did not have interaction. You did not have the interactive web. We live in the interactive web now. It's by default that you can easily post content and other people can comment, and there's just a lot of activity, a lot of interaction. And now we're at the point where, yes, you can by hand semantically mark up data, but it's a lot of work. And so the work we're doing, Field API and Core also, and what Score is doing to make all of this happen so that it works with RDF, is making it so that it becomes really, really easy to make semantically marked up data. And that's when the web of meaning is going to come into being. And it's really exciting to just be there and just help shepherd along a few patches and to be part of that. And so it was great news today, Dries saying that we're going to have a week of just still open working on the code. It's ruining BangPound and other people's vacations because they hoped that they'd done tons and tons of work leading up to the con that they'd be able to stop. But I'm like, great, I was not able to contribute as much before. Now I have a few more weeks where I can actually put some decent time into getting patches into core. So it's very exciting. RDF and fields and the taxonomy related stuff, which I'm also working on, are all in this category of we have 5 solid more weeks to work on, I guess 6 weeks total. And they need it. There's no way if you froze code today, you'd have a lot of very half-baked features as far as taxonomy and RDF are concerned. And I think it's going to be fantastic for Drupal 7 that, you know, the patches are definitely far enough along. We're going to get them in. I don't know when this might air, but if it airs in time, come help.
So I guess when, you know, the semantic web is sort of an abstract thing, and this is this project, the Science Collaboration Framework, seems a very real practical application. Maybe you could sort of just say, how is this envisioned? Like, how is this going to change the way that scientists interact?
Yeah, well, it's really sort of merging the Science Collaboration Framework with another project that's out of the same group of people, headed by Tim Clark, which is to define an ontology that describes scientific debate and discussion. And that, together with SCF, is what's going to like let it be shared between sites. So Drupal is sort of the deployment platform for this scientific ontology. And that's the practical use case. But bringing them together, that's still a work in progress. But I can pretty much guarantee that it's going to be happening and that it's going to be another Drupal distribution to keep your eye on.
Okay. So what sort of, you know, we've got this working on RDF and getting it into core. Is there any sort of other, what do you hope to see at the end of these code slush periods?
Okay. It's really figuring out taxonomy as fields. It's in, it's there, but it's very difficult. It's an amazing world where vocabularies are fields and then terms can have fields on them. And just working out the implications of that, it's almost an Alice in Wonderland world where we are with taxonomy now, but it's so much more powerful. It's basically content taxonomy, that module, but part of core, and just that's it's taxonomy the way it should always have been done. You can have multiple instances of the same vocabulary on one content type, or one bundle type rather, which, because it can be users and fields and users and comments yet and other taxonomy terms. And so this is something people have been asking for a very long time, is the ability to tag taxonomy with taxonomy, to have this sort of meta taxonomy thing. But making sure it's performant, making sure that it's has a usable interface, and all of that we're still having to work out. You know, just like, how are we going to list, you know, now that everything can have terms applied to it, you know, we don't just want a term node listing, you know, just want a node listing. So how do we, tons and tons of things have to be refactored. And, oh yeah, killing profile module. We all want to do that. So that's another one of the little personal goals in this period that we have given us to finish Drupal 7.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you very much. It's great to talk to you.